Today on Wings, the story of a strike for fair wages. In the Indian state of Kerala, health workers called ASHA workers went on strike for over 8 months for better pay and working conditions.
So ASHA workers, of course, we all know refers to volunteer, basically workers, but they are always called volunteers, women volunteers who were recruited to work as grassroots level health communicators in 2007. And so, you know, the way in which work has been categorized as volunteerism or activism, that's one important way in which you can deny people wages.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Welcome, dear listeners. On today's show, we bring you the story of a long and hard struggle by health workers called ASHA workers in the southern Indian state of Kerala. This is Manju Venkat with my colleague Smita Ramanathan from Bangalore, India.
ASHA is an acronym for Accredited Social Health Activist. They are part of a Government of India scheme to provide health services at the village level. They promote public health in the villages, especially children's and women's health. India has a federal government system. While many programs are implemented by the central government based in the national capital of Delhi, state governments also implement programs as per the needs of the respective states. The ASHA workers scheme is a central government one, introduced in 2007. The state governments recruit the workers. They are termed volunteers and paid a nominal fee for their services. The fee has two components, an incentive paid by the central government and an honorarium, which the state governments pay, that varies from state to state. Over the years, their workload grew tremendously. There was no corresponding increase in their pay. In 2025, the workers in Kerala went on a protracted strike for better pay.
Jay Devika is a writer, researcher and academic based in Thiruvananthapuram, the capital of Kerala. She supported the workers' protest by writing about it continuously and raising funds for it. We spoke to her in her house, which is on a very busy street, hence the traffic noises in the background. She talks of women's voluntary work.
Much of the work that they do is so similar to what happens to women who, you know, devote their whole lives to others in their homes. This work is so invisible. No one seems to have even heard of it. Even in Kerala, where their work has been, you know, lauded so much, I think the majority of the people here did not even know who ASHA workers were until the strike began to catch public attention. So ASHA workers, of course, we all know refers to volunteers, basically workers, but they are always called volunteers, women volunteers who were recruited to work as grassroots level health communicators in 2007. It was a central government scheme. So, you know, the way in which work has been categorized as volunteerism or activism, that's one important way in which you can deny people wages, you know. So, but these workers are really the grassroots level presence of the public health department in Kerala, particularly so. So, in 2007, initially the Kerala government had some doubts about whether they needed the scheme or not, but they decided to go for it anyway in 2008.
Devika says that many women signed up for the scheme due to their attraction for community work and an opportunity to build connections and social networks outside their families. Mini, an activist and a prominent face of the strike, speaks about the ASHA workers. She speaks in English and Malayalam, which is the language of Kerala.
Actually, it is a voluntary work. Status, volunteer. Central government status, it is volunteer, but now it is a compulsory work.
Mini is a pharmacist by training. She says that in the earlier days, the work was truly voluntary and the central government had stipulated only 2 hours of work in a day. In 2008, they were getting only 100 rupees a month. This was a little over $2 then. But since the workload was not heavy, it was not an issue. Over time, the administration started loading them with more and more tasks. The pay remained the same. There were sporadic protests, but nothing major.
Pinjaran actually, pinne vala pichala movement ekettanu garbage dumping ne theriyulla movement adu lead cheythu aa movement became victorious.
Around 2010-11, the panchayat or the village governing body of Vilappilshala, a village near Thiruvananthapuram, led a successful movement. Mini was one of the leaders of that movement. The Thiruvananthapuram City Corporation was dumping its garbage in Vilappilshala. Cutting across party lines, everyone in the panchayat and the whole community opposed garbage dumping in their village. The protest was so strong that the corporation had to stop dumping garbage, even though it had a favorable Supreme Court verdict. Inspired by the success of the movement, ASHA workers from Vilappilshala approached Mini for help to raise their issue of poor wages and heavy workload. Let's continue to listen to Mini. Neelu Kulkarni gives us the English voiceover.
അപ്പോൾ ഇവരുടെ ഈ ഒരു റിക്വസ്റ്റ് വെച്ചുകൊണ്ട് ആദ്യം നമ്മൾ എൻ്റെ അടുത്താണ് അപ്രോച്ച് ചെയ്യുന്നത്.
I was not aware of the ASHA workers. I had heard of them, but was not fully aware of their work or issues. But when they approached me, I started traveling with them on their health center visits. I attended their training programs. Being a health professional myself, I was able to quickly grasp their issues. I understood that their complaints were genuine. Besides, they were all women, and I felt the need to address their issues.
Mini says that after 2 years of association with the ASHA workers, they registered the Kerala ASHA Health Workers Association, or KAHWA, 12 years back. It is a registered trade union. Since then, the union has been continuously raising their demands. As a first step, they decided to present a memorandum to the then Labour Minister.
When he went to the minister's office, we could not meet the labor minister. We were talking to an officer in the ministry. He asked us how much our pay was. I said 500 rupees, which was a payment at that time. This is around 2013. So how much do you expect per day? He asked. I said 500 is the monthly pay, but not daily wage. He was shocked. He said he will use the discretion to double the amount. We could then bargain with the minister for a further increase. He himself wrote an order to raise the ASHA workers' pay to rupees 1,000 per month. This was just before the budget and the allocation was made in the budget. We were very happy. We treated ourselves to a cup of tea in a cafeteria right outside the ministry. Then there was no looking back. We started talking to ASHAs all across the state.
The union started enrolling ASHA workers from all over Kerala. Many of them were already members in mainstream trade unions that are affiliated to political parties. Those who joined KAHWA had to leave their original unions because a member cannot have dual membership. Those unions naturally created a furor. Of the 26,000 plus ASHA workers in Kerala, 9,000 are currently members in KAHWA.
വർക്ക്ലോഡ് കുറയ്ക്കുക, റെഗുലർ ഇൻകം, ഇതായിരുന്നു ഞങ്ങളുടെ ഫസ്റ്റ് ഡിമാൻഡ്. കാരണം അതായിരുന്നു അപ്പോഴത്തെ ഇഷ്യൂ. എത്രയും ചെയ്യാം.
Our first demands were to reduce the workload and give the workers regular payment. When we started raising such issues, many workers responded because no union had ever spoken on their behalf. Being field workers, they were constantly pressed by the state administration to carry out various tasks. Any government department could assign duties to them and they had to oblige. They were treated almost like slaves.
Mini says that ASHA workers were no longer allowed to take up other paid work.
Their work was also not acknowledged.
Let's listen to Devika talk about it.
When the public health department has some program to announce or something, some meeting is held, the public meeting is held to announce some new program or some new achievement, basically they need an audience, right?
Hmm.
So who's the audience? The ASHA workers. The ASHA workers are expected to come down at their own expense. and spend the day here and go back at your own expense. And initially the women complied, but then what began to happen was that they noticed certain things. And then they came here, they also found that sometimes this whatever achievement was being presented was their work. There was no mention of them. None of them were invited to the podium. So all these little things, whatever to the organizers, probably these are minor things. But the women started noticing it.
But the women continued to suffer in silence. Mini goes on to developments in the year 2018.
ഒന്നും പറയാൻ പാടില്ല. എന്ത് പറഞ്ഞാലും ഒബേ ചെയ്തോളാം. ഇതൊരു മെയിൻ ഇഷ്യൂ ആയിട്ട് വന്നു. കാരണം സാലറി ഇൻക്രീസ് ചെയ്തു, പക്ഷേ ഈ ക്രൈറ്റീരിയ വെച്ചിട്ട് വീട് 2000 കിട്ടുള്ളൂ.
By 2018, the monthly honorarium had gone up to rupees 2000 per month. That year, the state government doubled the honoraria but made the payment contingent on completion of certain number of tasks. The population that a worker had to cater to was also increased. As a result of these changes, most workers were not getting the full payments and their wages remained stagnant in spite of the hike. When we checked the state's budget, we found that they had not made any budgetary allocation for the raise. That is also when we realized that such payment criteria had been introduced. Though ours is a registered trade union, we were not consulted before these decisions were made. The ASHA workers were terribly agitated. Through Kahawa, we organized many strikes. We made some gains, but the main issue of heavy workload and low pay remained.
2020 ഒക്കെ ആയപ്പോൾ ഇവർ 62 ഏജ് ഒരു റിട്ടയർമെന്റ് ഏജ് ആയിട്ട് പ്രഖ്യാപിച്ചു. അപ്പൊ നമ്മൾ ഒരു മീറ്റിംഗിന് വിളിച്ചു.
Then around 2020, the state government announced 62 as a retirement age for ASHA workers. The central government had no stipulation for they were only volunteers. The government of the state of West Bengal had already announced a retirement age of 65 years and a retirement benefit. We went to meet the health minister armed with the order from West Bengal. But the ministry did not agree to our demands for retirement benefits. Soon after our meeting, the government passed an order making 62 the retirement age and no retirement benefits. Under the aegis of Kahawa, we marched on the secretariat. The health minister claimed that she was not aware of such an order. 2 weeks later, an ASHA worker from Kasargod district was terminated from service on turning 62. Her union did not take up her issue. She came to us. We went to the minister with her termination letter. The minister, who had claimed that she was not aware of the official decision on retirement, was shocked to see the termination letter and immediately revoked it. The very next day, the worker was reinstated in service. This event was discussed widely among ASHAs.
അപ്പൊ അങ്ങനെ ഞാൻ ഒരു മോർ ദാൻ 2000 ആശാസ് പങ്കെടുത്തു. അത് വലിയൊരു പരിപാടിയായിട്ട് ഇവിടുത്തെ മീഡിയ കവർ ചെയ്തു, ഭയങ്കര വാർത്തയായിരുന്നു. അത് കഴിഞ്ഞ് ഫെബ്രുവരിയിലായിരുന്നു ബജറ്റ്. അപ്പോൾ ഫെബ്രുവരി 7th ബജറ്റ്.
കഹവ വെന്റ് ഓൺ ടു ടേക്ക് അപ്പ് മെനി സച്ച് ഇഷ്യൂസ് ഓൾ ഓവർ ദ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ആൻഡ് കണ്ടക്ടഡ് മെനി മീറ്റിംഗ്സ് ടു സ്ട്രെങ്തൻ ദ ഓർഗനൈസേഷൻ. ദ വർക്ക് ലോഡ് ഹാഡ് ഇൻക്രീസ് ട്രെമെൻഡസ്ലി, പർട്ടിക്കുലർലി പോസ്റ്റ് കോവിഡ്. At the time of going to strike, the honorarium was rupees 7000 per month. Then in January 2025, they organized a strike of around 2000 ASHA workers asking for the honorarium to be raised to rupees 21000 per month. When the current government came to power in 2021, they had promised a minimum wage of rupees 700 per day in their manifesto. And they were only holding them to that. Getting ASHA workers to attend a strike in the face of opposition from the mainstream trade unions and their bosses was a huge task. Many had to come with their faces covered in their saris and veils. They said that if there is no raise after the budget, ASHAs will go on an indefinite strike. The media covered it widely.
ജാനുവരി തന്നെ ആശമാര് പറയുന്നത് നമുക്ക് ഇൻഡെഫിനിറ്റ് സ്ട്രൈക്ക് എടുക്കണമെന്നാണ്. പക്ഷെ അങ്ങനെ എടുക്കാൻ നമ്മൾ പ്രിപ്പയർഡ് അല്ല.
ആക്ച്വലി ദി വിമൻ വാണ്ടഡ് ടു ഗോ ഓൺ ഇൻഡെഫിനിറ്റ് സ്ട്രൈക്ക് ഈവൻ ബിഫോർ ദ ബജറ്റ്, ബട്ട് വി വർ നോട്ട് പ്രിപ്പയർഡ് ഫോർ ദാറ്റ്. വി ടോൾഡ് ദം ടു ഹോൾഡ് ടിൽ ദ ബജറ്റ്. വെൻ ദ ബജറ്റ് വാസ് റിലീസ്ഡ്, ദർ വാസ് നോട്ട് എ വേർഡ് ഓൺ റേസ് ഫോർ ആശ വർക്കേഴ്സ്. ദ വെരി നെക്സ്റ്റ് വർക്കിംഗ് ഡേ, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ഓൺ ദ 10th ഫെബ്രുവരി 2025, വി കെയിം ടു ദ സെക്രട്ടേറിയറ്റ്. To indicate to the government that we have come for a long sit-in strike, we brought our cooking pots and mats. The media covered it very positively. More than 5,000 workers came for the strike. the government hit back very hard. They said, we must go to Delhi and protest against the central government as it is a scheme from there. Then they attacked us personally. Since I am a member of a political party called Socialist Unity Center of India, it was said that I have vested interest, that I was trying to foment disaffection among workers. They said they would not raise the honorarium by even a rupee. Then the ASHAs too dug in their heels and the strike continued for months. Ministers and others in the state government made derogatory comments about us. We were trolled on social media. They accused us of being publicity hounds.
Today on Wings, you are listening to the story of a strike for better pay by health workers in the Indian state of Kerala. Called ASHA workers, they are grassroots workers with a focus on women's and children's health.
At the time that this interview was recorded, the strike had completed 6 months. Devika says that except for the government and a few of its hardcore supporters, there was widespread support for the striking women.
Support for the strike was massive. Everybody else was on their side. Everyone. Even in the strike site, I mean, I would sit there in the evening. You could see people come in cars, park them on the other side of the road, cross the road and come and make donations of 2,000, 5,000. And at the same time, there would be food sellers who would come there and give them 50 rupees and say, don't go anywhere unless you get a raise. The auto rickshaw people would stop there. And now it's become a little address if you get into an auto rickshaw and say, secretary, samaram pandal, they know.
Samaram means strike and pandal is a temporary shelter. The samara pandal or the strike shelter outside the secretariat in the heart of the capital city became an icon of struggle. The striking workers became symbols of resistance. Many who passed by wanted to take selfies with the women. When a minister sneered that the place had become a selfie point, the workers retorted that it is indeed a selfie point for those who fight for their rights. Workers from all over the state took turns to come to the capital and participate in the sit-in strike.
അന്ന് അവർ വളരെ വെൽ പ്ലാൻഡ് ആയിട്ടാണ് വരുന്നത്. കാരണം എൻ്റെ കേരള സപ്പോർട്ട് ചെയ്യുന്ന ഈ മൂവ്മെൻറ്റ് എല്ലാ ഓർഗനൈസേഷൻ ഞങ്ങൾക്കറിയില്ലാത്ത ആയിരക്കണക്കിന് കൊച്ചു കൊച്ചു റെസിഡൻസ് അസോസിയേഷൻ പോലും ഈവനിങ്ങിൽ ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് വേണ്ടിയിട്ട് സപ്പോർട്ട് ചെയ്തിട്ടുള്ള മാർച്ച് നടത്തണം അങ്ങ് ഇടുക്കി വയനാട്.
എൻടയർ കേരള സപ്പോർട്ടഡ് ദിസ് മൂവ്മെൻറ്റ്. മെനി സ്മോൾ ഓർഗനൈസേഷൻസ് അക്രോസ് ദ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ടുക്ക് ഔട്ട് റാലീസ് ഇൻ ആർ സപ്പോർട്ട്. ദിസ് വാസ് എ പ്രോബ്ലം ഫോർ ദ ഗവൺമെൻറ്റ്. ദ ഓപ്പോസിഷൻ പാർട്ടീസ് സോ ദിസ് ആസ് എൻ ഓപ്പർച്യൂണിറ്റി ആൻഡ് ഷോഡ് സോളിഡാരിറ്റി വിത്ത് അസ്. വി ടോൾഡ് ദം that if you truly support us, you must raise the ASHA workers honoraria in those states where your party is ruling. The government accused us of taking money from those parties. But we continued our strike for fair pay and dignified work. We also demanded retirement benefits and uniformity in working conditions across the state. We carried out a 45-day relay hunger strike. We then had a touring strike of the entire state. We spoke with ASHA workers across the state, slept on the streets and ate the food that people gave us.
50th ദിവസമാണ് ഞങ്ങൾ ഹെയർ കട്ട് ചെയ്യുന്നത്. അതൊരു ഭയങ്കര ഒരു ബിഗ് മൂവ്മെൻ്റ് ആയിട്ടത് മാറി. ഞങ്ങൾ യഥാർത്ഥത്തിൽ ഒരു 4-5 പേര് ഞാൻ വെട്ടും തീരുമാനിച്ചു. ഒരു എക്സെപ്ഷണൽ.
On the 50th day, we decided to cut our hair as a mark of protest. It turned out to be a big movement. Actually, only 4 or 5 of us had taken that decision. But when we declared our intention, there was a lot of interest. We thought maybe 20 workers would turn up to cut their hair. But 240 persons cut their hair at the Samara Pandal. So many workers cut their hair in their homes and their health centers. Many men shaved their heads in solidarity with us. I read in today's paper about a man who has sworn to remain bald till the ASHA's honorarium is raised.
Locks of hair cut by the women were displayed at the strike venue. In June 2025, by-election was held to Nilambur Assembly constituency in North Kerala following the resignation of the sitting legislator. Kahava campaigned against the ruling party. They had never taken part in any election campaign so far, but this time they openly campaigned against the ruling party, which had been deaf and blind to their genuine demands. The ruling party's candidate lost the election, and it was a setback for the government. General elections for Kerala's Legislative Assembly are due in 2026. The state's opposition party has declared that if they come to power, they will raise the ASHA's honorarium.
The central government 2018 മുതൽ 20,000 കൊടുക്കാൻ ഡിസിഷൻ ഉണ്ട്. അപ്പം ഞങ്ങളൊരു ആർ ടി കൊടുത്തു. ആർ ടി കൊടുത്തപ്പം കേരളത്തിൽ ആരും അതിന് അപ്ലൈ ചെയ്തിട്ടില്ല എന്നുള്ളതാണ് മറുപടി. അപ്ലൈ ചെയ്താലേ അവർ കൊടുക്കുകയുള്ളൂ.
There was also constant media exposure to the issue. We spoke to Kerala parliamentarians to follow up on our issue in Delhi. It was only then we realized that the central government had raised the incentive component in March 2025 itself. That is the incentive component which is paid by the central government. This was the first raise in the component in the 18 years since the scheme was introduced. But we were not aware of this. A parliamentarian gave us a copy of the order. Then we came to know that the central government had put in place a retirement benefit too. That too had been hiked. Not a single ASHA worker in Kerala has been paid this retirement benefit so far. When we sought information on this, we were told that no one had applied for it. So nobody got it. The fact is no one knew about it, though it has existed since 2018. The central government also had other benefits such as accident insurance, health insurance and a contributory pension. But none of this was implemented in Kerala. It was never revealed to us. When we announced all this in the press conference, the state officials claimed that they were not aware of these benefits. Anyway, we gave them all the relevant documents and they have said that they will introduce all these in the next year's budget.
എന്തായാലും സെൻട്രൽ ഗവൺമെന്റ് പാർട്ടിൽ നിന്ന് വന്നത് ഞങ്ങളോട് ഡൽഹിയിൽ പോയി സമരം ചെയ്യാനാന്ന് പറഞ്ഞുകൊണ്ടിരുന്നത്. നിങ്ങൾ എന്തിനാ ഇവിടെ ചെയ്തത്, നിങ്ങൾ ഡൽഹിയിൽ പോ ഡൽഹിയിൽ പോന്ന്. പക്ഷെ ഇപ്പോൾ എന്താ സംഭവിച്ചു, കേരളത്തിൽ ഈ ട്രിവാൻഡ്രത്ത് ഇരുന്ന് നടത്തിയ സമരം നാഷണൽ ലെവലിൽ 10 lakhs ആശയ്ക്ക് ഇൻസെൻറ്റീവ് വർദ്ധിച്ചു. അതാണ് ആ അതൊരു വലിയൊരു അച്ചീവ്മെന്റ് തന്നെയാണ്.
When we started our strike, the state government told us to take our demand to the central government in Delhi. But now as a result of our strike in Kerala, 1 million ASHAs all over the country have got a hike in incentives. This is a great achievement. The state government has also accepted some of our demands. For instance, there's a uniformity in work of ASHAs across health centers. Payments are to be made in time, unlike earlier where payments were delayed for months together. There is an easing of workload too. The task-based criteria for paying honoraria was revoked. Workers now receive a fixed monthly payment. However, the government does not communicate its decisions, so we don't get a sense of achievement. We don't realize it immediately. We have to constantly follow up on government decisions, document it and share it in our social media groups. Then every ASHA realizes what she has achieved through this struggle. The government wants to deprive us of this sense of pride.
Mini accuses the mainstream unions of trying to create conflict among ASHA workers and break their unity. After regularizing the payment of honoraria, the government introduced a clause to make the incentive payment criteria based. The ASHA workers union protested this strongly at the outset. Their argument was that the incentive component is paid by the center. The state cannot introduce such conditions. The government argued that there must be some system to ensure worker accountability, that the conditions are easy enough to fulfill, that any worker who could not complete even these set of tasks must be lazy. It was an opportunity to brand workers as lazy. It so happened that a few members could not meet the conditions and their payments were cut in half. The mainstream unions accused Kahua of being responsible for the situation. Following strong protests, the conditions were withdrawn. The workers whose payments were cut were paid back their dues.
There was widespread public support for the striking women.
ഞങ്ങൾ ഒരു സ്ട്രൈക്ക് ദിവസം ഞങ്ങൾ എടുക്കുന്ന പറഞ്ഞാൽ പെർ ഹെഡ് 50 rupees ആണ് കളക്ഷൻ. അതിന്റെ എക്സ്പെൻഡിച്ചർ മീറ്റ് ചെയ്യാനായിട്ട് ബാനർ, ഫ്ലെക്സ്, ടയർ, മൈക്ക് ഇങ്ങനെയൊക്കെയുള്ള കാര്യങ്ങൾ.
യൂഷ്വലി ദ യൂണിയൻ കളക്ട്സ് ₹50 ഫ്രം ഈച്ച് മെമ്പർ ടുവേർഡ്സ് സ്ട്രൈക്ക് എക്സ്പെൻസസ് സച്ച് ആസ് പോസ്റ്റേഴ്സ്, bus fare for leaders and so on. But for this strike, the public donated generously. In the first days of the strike, there were thousands of women outside the secretariat and money was spent for their food and also accommodation for a few days. Later, it continued with fewer women taking turns to keep up the strike at the Samarapandal or strike venue. In the first 6 months of the strike, they spent nearly 4 million rupees or $44,000 towards food and accommodation. Of this, 3 million rupees or $33,000 were from public donations. The ASHA Workers Union Kahwa considers its strike to be a success, though there has been no substantial hike in payment, nor have they got retirement benefits yet. They are still hopeful of getting a raise after next budget. Mini says that the states of Haryana, Andhra Pradesh and Pondicherry have raised the honoraria. She sees this as a fallout of the Kerala strike.
ഞങ്ങളിപ്പോൾ ആലോചിച്ചിരിക്കുന്നത് നമുക്കൊരു ഡെഫിനറ്റ് ആയിട്ടൊരു ഇൻക്രീസിംഗ് വേണം, കാരണം ഒരു രൂപ പോലും കൂട്ടില്ല എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞ ഗവൺമെന്റാണ്.
Mini says that Kahwa had decided to stick to their demand for a definite increase in honorarium. Earlier, the government had said that they will not raise the honorarium even by a rupee. Then, they asked if they will discontinue the strike if the honorarium is increased from rupees 7,000 to 8,000 per month. Kahwa does not agree to this. But now, this is not a movement of Kahwa alone. The public is involved. The ASHA workers will be happy to get a raise of 1,000 rupees. So, if they get it, they would accept it as their victory. But they would continue the agitation for better pay.
നമ്മൾ അവിടെ നിന്ന് അടുത്ത സ്റ്റെപ്പിലേക്ക് പോവുക എന്നുള്ളതാണ്. കാരണം എല്ലാ കാലവും നമുക്ക് ഇങ്ങനെ തെരുവിലിരിക്കാൻ പറ്റില്ല. നമ്മൾ പറയുമ്പോഴും അത് നമ്മളുടെ ഒരു വിൽ പവറിന്റെ അടുത്ത് പറഞ്ഞത്. പക്ഷെ ഓരോ ദിവസവും മുന്നോട്ട് പോകാന്ന് പറഞ്ഞൊരു സ്ട്രഗിൾ തന്നെയാണ്. ഇറ്റ്സ് നോട്ട് ആൻ ഈസി പ്രോസസ്.
We will not give up our strike, but we will not continue the sit-in strike. For how long can we stay on the streets? It is a struggle. We will continue our movement in the districts. We will hold district-level meetings and discussions. Many workers are leaving the traditional trade unions to join Kahwa. We will strengthen our union. Mainstream unions and others who are hostile to us might target the leaders of this strike through their multiple forums. They might try to target our family members. So even if the women are willing to participate in the movement, their families might restrain them. Those issues are even bigger than our current challenges. The struggle is never ending. That is why we constantly keep in touch with the members to keep them motivated. But still, I will say that these women are brave. You can clearly distinguish a before the movement and after the movement change. They are now able to clearly spell out to their reporting officers what their duties are. The movement has given them visibility and credibility in society.
Newspapers reported that on 1st November 2025, after 265 days, the ASHA workers ended their sit-in strike in Thiruvananthapuram. The Kerala government announced a 1,000 rupee hike in their monthly honorarium. General Secretary of Kahwa, M.A. Bindu, stated that they would continue their agitation till they get paid of rupees 21,000 per month, as well as retirement benefits.
Elections to Kerala's Legislative Assembly are due in April 2026. Let us hope that the ASHA workers' demand for fair pay is met. May the union grow in strength and be able to sustain the movement for its members' rights. This is Smita Ramanathan with my colleague Manju Venkat. We thank Neelu Kulkarni for the voiceover. Thank you for listening.
Wings thanks all our supporters, including your local community radio stations, Suzette Cullen and Genevieve Vaughn, whose events can be viewed on the website maternalgifteconomymovement.org. That's all one word, maternalgifteconomymovement.org. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle Is Cast. I'm Wings series producer Frida Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.